He's been a-picking and singing for 52 years now, and go ahead and put your hands together for the 52 years for the man here. And during all those years of picking and singing, he's achieved a lot of awards down through the years that he's very proud of. And very briefly, I'll tell you about some of them right now. In 1976, they made him an honorary doctor of music. He taught his style of music to the kids at Lincoln Memorial University in Huntington, Tennessee. And in 1984, the President of the United States gave this man, made him the first American recipient of the National Heritage Award. So won't you give him a nice hand for that, too. March of 1994, he was nominated for 3 Grammys, and one of them Grammys was with Dwight Yoakam for the Country Collaboration of the Year, and he's the first man in bluegrass music ever to be nominated in that category, so why don't you give him another nice hand for that, too.
Brag on me.
Huh?
Brag on me. Tell him a lot more.
Well, I'm doing my best. Also, on July the 9th of 1997, the governor of the great state of Virginia declared it, or he likes me to say, gave him a proclamation that from now on July the 9th in the state of Virginia, it will be Ralph Stanley Day in the state of Virginia. So that's a great big honor to you. There's no doubt in my mind, or he's my favorite anyway, when it comes to picking that 5-string banjo and singing that lonesome tenor. And also, as the guy said, he's got people started like Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs. They grew up on his music, loved his music, and he's just the best that's ever been in the field of bluegrass music, in my opinion, and he's the only man that you'll catch in my CD player and my pickup truck. But anyway, as far as bluegrass goes, that is. He's a member of the Bluegrass Hall of Honor and the Bluegrass Hall of Fame. Just want y'all to make him feel real welcome here this evening. The one and only, my father, Dr. Ralph Stanley.
Singing them way before I ever started on the radio. I guess probably 60 years.